Program 9. Practice what you can say or hear communicating with people.
Number 1.
I wish I could drive a car. Knew several foreign languages. Had a higher qualification. Had a lot of brothers and sisters. Was on holiday now. Was a writer. Had an artistic occupation. Number 2.
Last summer I had no holiday. I wish I had had a holiday last summer. Gone camping. Traveled to a foreign country. Seen new places. Met a lot of interesting people. Taken pictures of historical places. Number 3.
Tom is overweight. A.
He would lose weight if he stopped eating bread and butter. A lot of chocolate and jam. Cakes and sweets. Fattening things. After 7 o'clock in the evening. B.
He would lose weight if he started getting more exercise. Walking to his work. Doing some sports. Going for outings every weekend. Jogging. Number 4.
The boxer gained excess weight and couldn't take part in the match. He knew very well what he shouldn't have done. He wouldn't have gained weight if he had followed his Keep Fit program. Avoided smoking. Never drunk a pint of beer. Spent a lot of time exercising his body. Never allowed himself a moment of weakness. Number 5.
Our psychologist suggests a personality quiz. Ask your friend the following questions. Check the answers and tell him or her what sort of person he, she is. Don't be too serious about the conclusions. 1.
If the people living next door to you always made a lot of noise late at night, would you? A.
Telephone them and complain. B.
Start making a lot of noise yourself. C.
Say nothing and start looking for another flat. 2.
If a waiter served you with lukewarm soup in the restaurant, would you? A.
Complain to the head waiter. B.
Say nothing but leave a tip. C.
Say nothing and never go there again. 3.
If you noticed a friend lied to you, would you? A.
Tell your friend about it. B.
Start lying to the friend yourself. C.
Pretend not to notice.
Mostly A's. The person is honest and straightforward. He, she, might be either very popular or very unpopular.
Mostly B's. The person feels strongly about certain things, but he, she, is worried what others might think of him, her.
Mostly C's. The person is quiet, tries to hide emotions. It is very difficult for the person to form a lasting relationship. Number 6. Need a conversation starter? Why not pick up some ideas from the following text?
Manufacturers and advertisers of personal computers try to convince us of the friendliness of their product. But the fact remains that if you want to program your own computer, you have to learn its language. It doesn't understand yours. This simple fact is the reason why so many home computers are underused. It also prevents lots of people from buying their own computer. Imagine yourself having a conversation with an English person. You may make one small grammar mistake. Maybe you say have instead of has. It doesn't matter. The person understands your meaning and the conversation continues. This doesn't happen with a computer. If you make even the smallest mistake in its language, the conversation breaks down completely, and you have to go back to the beginning. It can be very frustrating. So even as you listen to this, the race is on. Computer specialists are all trying to develop a computer that will understand human language. The age of the personal computer is coming fast. Are you ready to say hello to the future?
Dreams. Hope faster dreams. People are born to dream and create things. Now, open your heart to verses and music. I hope you'll enjoy reciting and singing this song together with us.
Dreams by Langston Hughes. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field, frozen with snow.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your head.